Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Janielle Huff. Today I'm excited to bring you what you've all been asking over and over for the past month. What's happening today? Where are we going? What is this all about? So I'm excited to share with you Josie Collins. I hope you will get to know her on a personal level and get to know your life on a personal level. But today she's going to give us an overview of what we're really walking into and what this all means to us. So sit back, take a breath, and let this come to you. Here we go. Hi, Josie.
Good morning, Janielle.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, give the audience a little bit of your astrology background just so they kind of know where you're coming from, and then we'll start with the good stuff.
Okay. Well, I've been studying astrology for quite some time, since the 80s, and I just have found it so useful in really getting to know myself, helping me to know more direction in my life, helping me to know and understand other people around me. You know, I meet someone, if I have permission, I have their chart, and I think I've learned it a lot through just the feeling part of astrology. It's an energy system, so that's really helped me. And then recently, I realized that, you know, I've had many readings, but I go away thinking it's just overwhelming. So I've decided, and I've had my coaching business called Pathway to the Soul for quite some time, since 99. And so I've kind of developed my form of astrology based on the soul and based on four significant symbols in the chart: the North and South Node, the part of fortune, Chiron, and there's one more, but I can't think of it in this exact moment.
So it'll come.
I just have found it so helpful in my life and in my clients' life and my friends and family. So it's just one of my passions.
Great. And yes, I love that. And as you learn through astrology, it's kind of like an energy reading in and of itself. It gives you the details, gives you, you know, a little bit more insight in a different way than a general reading or a reading that you may receive from me. Some of my clients are listening.
Yeah.
This may be something that you want to tap into just to get another view, because it's really interesting. And she does read differently. So it's very insightful. But Josie, tell us what's going on in the world today. Why is everyone like, yay, what's going on?
But you know what? As you say that, I'm getting God bumps all up and down, because it really is an exciting day. You know, it's a day that we've all really been looking forward to. Remember, even in the 80s when we had that song, "The Age of Aquarius," the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Well, that's technically what's happening today. So it really is a powerful day, and it's the fact that two planets are now moving into Aquarius. It's like this is the step up, so to speak. So I'm just going to give a little bit of, teeny bit of background of the ages, and then we'll move on to what's happening today. So we've been passing, the ages last for 2,000 years, and we've been passing through for the last 2,000 years the age of Pisces. And in the age of Pisces, we were more looking outside of ourselves for our answers, for our power. Like, we gave our power over to the gurus or the masters or the priests or the rabbis. And instead of where the real knowledge comes from is when we seek it within ourselves. And so, you know, Jesus was the master of the Piscean age, and his message was about love and compassion. I mean, what a great message. But I think as humans, we turned his message into a religion. And where the higher ups, the priests and the popes and the, you know, all of those people that were guiding or ruling the churches, you know, we started to get the message that we were sinners and that we had to be saved by someone outside of us. And we also, a lot of that message became into suffering, and that we suffered. And if you do good works and you then you die, and then when you get to heaven, you're enlightened, and that's our reward for doing good works, for suffering. I'm over that.
Yes,
I
I'm with
like
you.
That
Let's be that. Done with the struggle.
Struggle, 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 suffer, suffer, suffer. That's kind of the way it was. So now we're entering the age of enlightenment. And so it's the age of Aquarius. Master Saint Germain is the master of this age. And the symbol for Aquarius is like a double zigzag. And it represents the connecting heaven and earth. And it is called the water bearer. And it's a symbol of this figure that has a vase type of thing that person is pouring that wisdom down onto the earth and connecting the cosmos or heavens up to the earth. And so now, you know, I think also we've been more like being human beings. And I think we not only were we human beings, we turned into human thinkers and human doers. And now we are here to be soul beings, to just really come from our soul, from our essence, to know who we are. And so as far as
can you go a little bit deeper into that? Like, what's the difference for the audience to understand if they're in this shift?
Between what
human
again,
doing and being the human doing and being of
well,
the soul.
Look at us.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're human beings, and you know, the being part of us and is like love. It's our essence. It's who we are in our essence. We're wisdom. We're joy. We're peace. We're love. We're light. That's who we are. So yes, we incarnated on this earth as human beings, spiritual beings, but I think we've lost the focus, not everyone by any means, but you know, we focus more on when we came into this earth in the last 200 years, it's the planets have been more in earth signs. And so earth is more about having to take care of your daily needs, having to work hard, having to, you know, make money, but it also turned into competition and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, thinking to get ahead. And I know I was a doer, you know, we're women, well, probably men too, but you know, we're multitaskers. We're always doing to do this, to do that, you know? So it's like we, you know, and when you're kind of in that rat race, you don't have time to really just be.
What does that entail when you hear that? Yes. What does that mean you feel that being?
To me, it feels like when I feel my essence, when I can let go of my thinking mind, my monkey mind, my egoic mind, and I let go of that. And bottom line, it's focusing from taking your energy and not living in your head, but learning to live in your heart. So it's love.
Nice.
Really,
I love
that. It's all love. You know, really, to me, everything boils down to love.
And, yes, I love that.
Yeah, and so we've also learned a lot to learn to live in fear. And, you know, and fear is false evidence appearing real, you know. The only thing, in the Course in Miracles, they talk about there's only two things, two emotions. One is love and one is fear. And so fear can entail shame and guilt and what, you know, the so-called negative emotions.
The layering.
And then also in the Course, it says everything is an illusion. The only thing that's true is anything that's everlasting. So, the spiritual qualities, our essence is everlasting. You know, our souls are everlasting. They just keep, you know, recycling. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. Like, we're souls on a journey, and this isn't the only lifetime, I think, that our soul's been here.
Right, and so that being of love, and that's what we're feeling the essence of coming onto Earth right now through the gamma rays and through just the shift and these two planets coming together. That's just to bring a new energy of love. Is that Is that where Aquarius
well,
is taking
I
us?
Think, yes, it's love for sure, but also, Danielle, I think it is a lot about light.
Ah.
You know, that we are light beings. And, you know, everything is a vibration. So if we hold that of love and light and peace and joy within us, in our essence, it vibrates through the whole world.
Yes.
And for
and
me,
so you feel
I,
like we're going to see more love and communication in a new way instead of the old 3D patterns?
Yes, because, again, you know, we've been more in a earthy, more earth-trodden
more
way
dense,
of being.
Yeah, more dense.
I kind of think about it as my head is kind of down. You know, what is that saying they say, like, keep your nose to the grindstone?
Oh, yes, that would be the Pisces.
Sort of
yes.
You know? And now, you know, Uranus energy is like, woo, it's like it's electrical. You look up and, it's like, your Aquarian energy is an energy, it's an air energy. And I love this one astrology calls it, we're in a new era.
I like that.
And so for 200 years, and this is cool, for 200 years, we're going to be in air signs. So air is lighter. Air is of the mind, but it's a higher mind. It's a higher consciousness. It's about innovation. It's about intuition. It's about hopes and dreams and future. So using your imagination to imagine the life you want. And, you know, everything's a vibration. And so you work with this all the time, Danielle, about helping us, you know, what does it feel like? Hold that feeling for 17 seconds, you know, that kind of thing. So we're learning more about that. And the good news is about...
But I feel like it'll be easier to hold. Right? It'll be easier to hold that 17 seconds because it's lighter, it's light being. And we're kind of part of this. I just keep hearing we're above time now. Like time, we're in control of time instead of time controlling us so much in our doing this. So I think there's a great shift happening. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, and then
I
think people talk a lot about, we can just shift timelines. And so it's like, you know, and I don't know if I have a total concept of that, but for me, it's kind of like, well, if I even think about the past, I might not want to be in that timeline anymore. So I shift my energy and my thoughts back to the present, because the truth is, present is the only time there is. Well, the only moment there is. The only moment. The past is history. Future is a mystery. The gift is this moment in time. That's why it's called the present.
Yes, and with that presence, don't you feel like people are opening up to their more of a multidimensional self, like they're finding out other parts about them, or maybe their gifts and abilities are turning on through the upgrade of the DNA through this time? I just feel like this is a lot of purposeful, like, what's my next purpose going to be? Because it's not what it used to be. And I think these two planets coming together have a lot to do with that, with people not realizing how much that's going to influence their next or their now.
Well, it is called the age of enlightenment, the age, it's an age where we become enlightened more about who we are in our essence. And for me, when I started to say, okay, in my essence, in my soul, I am love. Love I am, you know, I am light. Light I am. And then feel that, be that.
Because that's programming. What you're doing is programming the mind. Yeah. So he teaches us a lot how to program your own way, how to tap into that blueprint of you. And that's the essence or your soul essence. Yes. And bringing that to light. People think the age of Aquarius, they say we're going to know more, be more. And, you know, I always say I learn through children. But if you can imagine one day spending as much time in your heart as you did on your Google or your finding out all these things, right? Wow.
Oh,
and I feel like that's happening.
Really.
Like, we're coming back home. I just keep hearing that. We're coming back home. It's so exciting. Keep going. Sorry. I just interject
that. I'm getting bad bumps on that one because that is exactly it. And guess what? Home is inside of you. We've been looking outside of us. And home, mm-hmm. Home is within. It's within your heart in general.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean you don't have a home on earth and you appreciate it and love it. There's a difference, I feel, and maybe you can talk about this, with attachment. I just feel in this new era, this golden age era, it's not about being attached to your things or needing your things. So hopefully this will help some hoarders. Right?
Yeah, really.
We all have that in us, right? So because yeah. There has been a cleansing and clearing for a lot of people, but it's like we have this, but we know it's okay not to have it at the same time. Like that fear, that angst that we used to live in of, oh, I have to keep my home up. I have to keep this, have to. I feel like that's shifting into just more of an open flow. Are you feeling that? Or
I think that's totally true. And the other piece of the age of Aquarius that's so important is that we are wanting to be more of humanitarianism, equality, and power to the people. And so maybe it's a sidetrack, I'm not sure, but I love this one astrology. He says when the moon is in Aquarius, he said, "Let your freak flag fly." And, you know, so
I
Aquarian,
love that.
Aquarian, yeah, it's so cool because, you know, Aquarian people are very freedom loving. And, you know, we as a nation, aren't we ready for that? You know, we're ready to not power over. I mean, not just as a nation, as a world, you know, with a power over. And now this age is entering into equalitarianism, brotherhood, sisterhood, take care of your family, take care of your friends. And when you're an individual, take care of your community, offer your gifts to help to better all. You know, get rid of poverty.
This is where our service works.
What was that?
I said that's where our service work starts coming in, and I think that's where you can help a lot of people if they don't know their service work or what they're supposed to do on earth. That would be a good mini session with you, mini reading to have to find that purpose and soul. I know I do that with many of my clients, but I just think this light that's coming in is going to move people's passions forward. I think a lot of people bury their passions under the grind of work, and now they're like, how do I do this? And be supported,
well,
right? Because that financial piece is like for a lot of people, but abundance is there.
Well, it's really about what is my joy? What is my passion?
Yeah.
You know, what was that book that used to say, do what you love and the money will follow? You know,
yes,
and it takes
so
courage.
True.
It takes courage, which means follow your heart. It takes courage to be who you really are. It takes, and it takes time in a certain way or effort or whatever. I don't like those words necessarily. But you have to learn who you really are in your essence. And once you get that, it's easy. It gets easy. You know, you want to, you get on fire and, you know, where can I be of service? Where can I help? In whatever fashion, it can be your job, it can be volunteering, it can be, you know, helping others in your neighborhood, in your community.
Right, and that would be a big paradigm shift for Earth because we've all heard the entitlement, right? We're entitled, we're entitled, we're entitled. And it's like now it's time to give back to that entitlement, to do your service work.
I think it's a time that we all ask ourselves, how can I be of service to myself and others? And we are here to be, and that is the age where it's humanitarianism. How can we treat each other with kindness, with respect, with love, with, you know, helping each other? We're all in this together. And, you know, just the outcrop, Uranus rules like the internet. And look at how much the world has opened up in the last bit of time. And, you know, it's just like, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, this time we will have many more innovations. There's another planet that's important. Uranus is in Taurus. And Uranus, you know, is all about innovation. And it's Taurus is related to the Earth. So we are going to be more cooperative and innovative in technology, in farming, in medicines, in everything. I'm excited the thing to say though is that this is a gradual change, but look for the good, look for what you can do,
And when you hang out in that reality, you are experiencing it in the moment. It might not look, you know, Janelle, we talk about the third dimension, and we are here. We live in the third dimension, a land of opposites, polarization, conflict, war, blah, blah, blah. But if that's where you hold your consciousness, that's what you see. But yes, we are multidimensional beings. So, you know, we can go in and out. And to me, multidimensional for me means I'm going to keep myself in as high a vibration as I can.
Yes, yes. And that high vibration, you know, you change, people don't realize, but when you're in high vibration, you change people's energy around you. So when you talk about these subtle changes on Earth, I kind of feel that too. Like, don't expect this big bang, boom, but it's subtle and it's flowing, right? And it just, you see it. Yeah, yeah.
You see it and you feel it.
That instantaneous instant gratification.
Right.
Yes, yeah, because I think, like, if you really go into your heart and you ask, what is it I don't have, you really have everything you need, but now you have more light, more opening in your DNA, in your presence on Earth, because of the 3D energy. We know the 3D is a very dense energy, and then we put a matrix of beliefs on top of that dense energy, and that's what's leaving Earth. So that we can create, of course, we're going to create a new matrix, but it's more flowing, open, right? Because everything is connected. There will always be a matrix, but it's kind of like we're demolishing the old and coming into the new. But again, we didn't get there all in one day.
Well, that has been happening, you know, all this stuff, you know, Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008. That's when, and Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, all of those planets have been in Capricorn. Capricorn is about structure, government. If Pluto dissolves things away and Saturn is rebuilding. And so it's, you know, the systems are crumbling, so to speak. And we're here to rebuild them in a way that works for all.
Yes. And what can people kind of look forward to? I know we talked about service work. Is there anything up and coming that you see when you read forward or where you are now, like for them to look forward to or pay attention to in their own journeys?
Well, I mean, I think just this, what we're talking about now, but what keeps coming to me is I really do think it's important to work with light. And, you know, the Christ consciousness, and I'm just coming to terms with it because, you know, I go to Unity Church and we always talk about, you know, the Christ in you sees the Christ in me and, you know, hold the Christ light. But now with the way, you know, if you tune into light workers, you know, there's so many things on Zoom that you can tune into, but it's like, it is powerful, you know, and to hold that golden, the age of Aquarius is really entering into the golden age. And, you know, there's many, many ways to use light that, you know, we could go into, and that's not my total expertise, but I've always used the light. And to hold right now, especially they're calling it the Christ light. And the Christ light, you hold it in your heart, the golden light in your heart. You let it expand in every cell in your body. It is awakening our DNA. You know, the scientists say we have junk DNA. Well, guess what? God doesn't make junk. But somehow over the eons, our DNA has been shutting down. And now we are here to awaken our DNA and awaken our, you know, our clairaudience, our clairvoyance. And, you know, so it's like holding the light, you know, learning more about light, learning, you know, so how do you know yourself? You know, I think astrology is a wonderful way of learning to know about yourself. That would be the key, I would say, Janelle, is to learn about who you really are. And the quote I love, let me see, I think Lao Tzu says, knowledge is knowing others, and enlightenment is knowing yourself.
Mm. So this is going to be a time of self-love and self-respect and pulling back from what you no longer want. We talked about a little bit, if you watch my lives, we talk about no longer learning through contrast, even though you live in a contrast world, but you live from that higher self or that higher consciousness, as you were talking about earlier. And I think a lot of people are like, what is that going to be like, you know? And for each one of us, it's going to be unique. But I think there's an embodiment of the golden energy. Whether you call it Christ-like energy or the energy grids, it's a pure energy. And so for the beliefs of Christians who thought Christ was pure, right? So that's where they put it in. But for those of you that want to go away from the Christ, I get that. So it's universal golden energy. Like just to hold that gold light. Or earth grid, or heaven's grid, and working with the angels through that. Because I know you work with angels too, right, Josie, when you do astrology, you pull in the angels?
Yes.
Okay. How does that help? How does that?
Well, angels are of a higher vibration also, you know, and they have different qualities, and we can call on their qualities to assist us. They're here. Angels need to be asked. And they're just jumping at the opportunity to help us, you know, and we have to ask, you know, I'm very practically minded.
I think that's part of the new, right?
Go ahead. Part of what?
I think that's part of the new communication is that people, whether you believe there's a veil or you'll be able to see more, hear more, feel more, I think the angels, the spirit guides, all those things, they're just waiting, like you said, to be asked. They won't jump inside your journey, but they'll wait on the sidelines.
No.
But I think with this new age and communication and air, I think a lot more people are going to be accepting of that, right? A lot of people go away from spirit guides or angels because they think it's, so I think there's going to be a new acceptance of energy, and whether you call it spirituality or light, just in resonance on Earth, right? Do you feel that? Do you?
Yes. You know, and there's a lot of people, you know, in the olden days we used to, and I'm not into this that much, but, you know, the old, you know, like UFOs and, you know, outer beings. Well, guess what? You know what? We are part of a galaxy, and there are many. You know, my one teacher calls it the company of heaven. And, you know, there are many beings out that are helping us. They're there and they're giving us wisdom. They're giving us insight and they're here to help. You know, the earth really was headed in a certain way. We started out pretty high vibration, and over eons of time, we really lowered our vibration we were headed for big trouble, and the galactic energy said, no, we're going to help you raise your consciousness, raise your vibration. We are in an ascension process right now.
That is so neat. But I would love for you to tell people, because we only have about a minute and a half left. We could go on all day, right? But tell people how they can get in contact with you to help them open into their light even more.
Okay, so I have a website. It's called PathwayToYourSoul.com. It needs to be updated it does.
But
you
can okay.
contact me.
But they can contact
you. You know how that goes, Danielle. It's always a work in progress.
Yes.
Okay, so PathwayToYourSoul.com. And then my email address is josiecollins@msn.com. JOSIECOLLINS. I want to put one more plug in there, Danielle, before we start.
Yes.
I'm not trying to teach that I want to teach this class so much, but bottom line is, but I do teach them, because ultimate self-care, treating yourself like you would treat your best friend. You have to be, you know, have practical spirituality. We live on this earth. If you don't take care of yourself, you don't take care of anybody else. You're not good for society. Mm. And you know what I mean? So ultimate self-care is vital.
Yes. And I think you can tap into self-care that people need just to the signs. Like, I feel like Gemini needs a little more self-care this way. And Yeah, so that's interesting. Oh. And Josie does hold self-care classes, so make sure you check out her events and her schedule on Facebook. It was a pleasure having you today. I love this insight. Thank you so much. And get in touch with Josie if you want to know more. And have a blessed day. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Danielle, and everyone.